Minnesota Sports Report is brought to you by the Minnesota DNR, who remind you to be careful with any heat source that can cause a spark, especially when it's windy. Wildfire danger can increase quickly. Check fire danger at mndnr.gov.
For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Vikings got throttled last night on Thursday Night Football, falling to the Chargers in L.A. 37-10 at SoFi Stadium. Quarterback Carson Wentz, clearly not at 100%, yet still head coach Kevin O'Connell left him in the game.
When a guy like that, a veteran guy that's in there competing, you have to value that. As long as the medical team, you know, informs me, which they did a couple times, that, you know, he's no worse than what he came into the game with. You've got to give a guy that wants to toe the line and go in there, you got to give him a chance to do that until it becomes he can't do his job.
Vikings lose and fall to 3-4 on the season. They're at Detroit a week from Sunday. In college football, the Gophers are at Iowa tomorrow, battling for Floyd of Rosedale, an historic rivalry that defensive end Jackson Howard is thrilled to be a part of.
We're very excited about the challenge, and, you know, Iowa's an amazing opponent, and so we play them every year. We got to continue to do our process and do, you know, what Coach Fleck harps on, which is just, you know, being 1-0 every week.
It's a 2:30 kick tomorrow afternoon at Iowa City. The Timberwolves are looking to stay undefeated. Tonight they're in L.A. to face the Lakers. The Wolves are coming off a win in their opener at Portland. Anthony Edwards was key in the victory, and Julius Randle appreciated the effort.
He was super composed. You know, he didn't let anything speed him up. Like, he knew what he wanted to do. He knew how to get to his spots. I mean, he obviously hit some tough shots, but like, he took what the game gave him and was still aggressive at the same time.
Tip is at 9 p.m. tonight from L.A. The Wild are home this weekend as well. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.